For all of the photos, videos, news stories, and newscasts about the effects of this month's major storm on our outer beaches, the most dramatic effect, for me at least, may have been what didn't happen. To explain what I mean, we have to go back several decades to what's become known as the Great Blizzard of 1978, though it was a hurricane in all but name. For those of us who were here then, the most dramatic effect of that February storm was the utter devastation it wreaked on East Ham's Coast Guard Beach. A 600-car asphalt parking lot behind the barrier beach was completely destroyed. The National Seashore's bathhouse on the beach there was also shattered by fierce waves. A half dozen or so remaining cottages on the beach were swept away, including Henry Beston's legendary outermost house. But the most significant effect was that the entire 1.5-mile-long dune line was completely flattened, so that at the storm's height, the whole barrier beach was essentially underwater. No barrier beach suffered more extensive damage during the great storm of 1978 than Coast Guard Beach. Why was this so? Well, the scientific consensus was that a jeep trail on the inner side of the dunes, providing vehicle access for the cottage owners and fishermen, had interfered with the natural retreat of the dune line in the face of erosion. Over the years, this interference had weakened the dune system and so left it vulnerable to major storms. In the decades that followed, it appeared that the destruction of this barrier dune system might be permanent. Washovers remained frequent, and there was little sign that the dune line was rebuilding. So when I visited Coast Guard Beach a few days after the storm battered the outer beach, I expected to see the breaches and washovers that had occurred in so many other barrier beaches around the Cape. The front face of the dune line had, in fact, been viciously clawed away, creating a sheer vertical wall 15 feet high. But surprisingly, the barrier beach itself had remained intact all the way down to the inlet into Nauset Harbor. Though its front edge had sustained severe erosion, the dune line itself had held. Or rather, the removal of structures and vehicular and foot traffic from the back side of the dunes had, over several decades, allowed the barrier beach to retreat naturally into the marsh behind it, as it was meant to, providing a dynamic stability to the whole system. This is not to say there will never again be any breaches or washovers on this beach system. The unknown effects of increased sea level rise and greater and more frequent storms from global warming may in the future overwhelm even the natural resiliency of this barrier beach. But its intactness in the face of the most powerful winter storm in 35 years is testimony to nature's ability to restore itself, if given the opportunity and unimpeded by human constraints.